I'll move a little bit closer. A bit far away from up here. It's all fun and games. Two things to mention that we forgot to mention before. There is dinner tonight, so please stick around afterwards. You have to have food, time of fellowship as well, so that's good. Enjoy that. Other thing is, there's an important event here next week. Saturday, Jen and James are getting married. James is gone now. I'm not too sure if it's a sign of things, but they've been wonderful members here and continue to serve in different ways here. And so we want to celebrate them and pray for them this week during a wonderful but stressful time sometimes leading up to the wedding. And so we pray for Jen and James, and we will continue to do that during this week. So talk to them afterwards and wish them all the best on that. Anyway, let's open in a word of prayer, hey? Hey, God, we thank you. We thank you that you bring us here. We thank you that you brought us safely for the week that we've had, whether we've seen you in it or whether you've been working in the background or whether we've struggled with different things. We thank you that we're here. And we ask you to open up our minds and hearts to you tonight, whether we hear you through the message or through the music or through fellowship. We ask that you be with us tonight somewhere. In your mighty, wonderful name, amen. Awesome. Now, tonight we're going to talk about church and what is church and how we perceive church. But I wanted to start off by playing a little game. And for some of you guys, it might be easier. For some of you guys, it might be a bit harder. Hey, what is... We're going to play a collective group of things, okay? So a swarm, a group of bees is called a swarm. A group of sheep is called a flock. And a group of wolves is called a pack. So I'm going to put our animals out there. I start off fairly easy, and then they're going to get a bit harder from there. So a group of lions is called a?
Pride.
Excellent. A whale, a group of whales?
A pod.
A pod. Exactly. That's not something you eat, but it's a from there. Crows?
Murder.
A murder. Excellent. And owls?
Parliament.
Parliament. That's good. So it's a parliament of owls. What about a monkeys? There's a couple of different ones, but actually one of the terms that's being coined nowadays is a barrel. So it's a barrel of monkeys. A giraffe? Almost a herd. Is there, and again, it's one of those ones, some call it a herd, but some are calling it a tower of giraffes. Lemurs? A conspiracy. So it's a conspiracy of lemurs. And as you can see, my voice is still recovering from the weekend, so bear with me if I go from there. But these are ones I found I was pretty interesting as well. A band of gorillas, because that's ironic, because there is a band of gorillas. A smack of jellyfish. A crash of rhinos. And a congregation of alligators. So our congregation are alligators. Something like that. What would you call... What would you call a group of humans? What was that? Some people heard something. What was some of them?
Idiots.
Idiots? Yes, I can give you that one as well. What else? What are some of the names?
Mob.
Mob?
Family.
Family, there's lots of different ones. There's community. There's tribe. There's family. There's mob. So there's not really one type of a name, a collective name for it, but we have a different name for it ourselves. What about a group of Christians? Could be called idiots as well. Some people said that. Could be called that. There's not really anything there. But we often get termed as the church. So we're talking about the church. Like, what is the church? Now, the original meaning of the church, like it says in the New Testament when it was written in Greek, it says ecclesia. Again, my voice is going crazy there. But it means from ek, meaning from out and from and to, and kaleo, meaning to call. And it's got to do with a group of people called out from one place to another. So when it mentioned the word church or ecclesia in the Bible, it was talking about one group of people moving from one place to another, or meeting in one place. So it wasn't necessarily a building, it wasn't necessarily the temple, it wasn't necessarily anything, but a group. And see, I like this description. So Erwin McManus is an author I've read a few books of. He says, the church is when the humans come together and they decide that their love is directed to Jesus and their love is directed by Jesus to the world. So again, it's a group of people. So again, it's not a building, it's not a thing. So when people say they hate the church, it's like people saying they like lions but hate the pride. Or they hate the flock but love the sheep. So it's a bit weird with that. And so we've got this mixed up idea of what church actually is. And so the word church has become a bit of a negative word in society. And some, you see, I asked some of the students at my school, what do they think church is? And two answers came up with it. And the first one was, it's a bit of a money spinner. Someone said, the church is out to make money. And so we've all seen those bad TV shows or what's those bad novels, and they've said that the church is out to make money. And then there was even some churches that do preach that prosperity gospel, and that if you give more, that you'll get blessed more. Or, you know, there's been other American churches in the past. There was actually one not too long ago that two men set up their own church. And the reason why they set up their own church was for two reasons. They didn't have to pay any taxes. And the other reason was that they could get donations from people. So they set up their own church and said, we're going to be our church, and we're going to go to Africa and be missionaries over there. And so they set up this fund, and people started to follow them, and people, because they were energetic, enthusiastic people, and they believed what they were saying, but they were just scam artists. And so people started to give them money. And yes, they did go over to Africa, and yes, they did spend a week in a missionary tribe, but then for the rest of the time, they went on holidays. So when they came back, these people saying, what are you doing? We want our money back. We want to get you in trouble. But the only thing is, because they voluntarily gave their money, and because they did do a bit of missionary work, they couldn't get their money back. And so sometimes people perceive the church as just getting out for money and being a scam artist. The other probably big misconception of what church is a building. People think the church is a building. And Christians and non-Christians and people who go to church and people who don't go to church and people who are just casual observers, the first thing when you say to church, oh, that's that place down there. That's that building over there. And so, and I've had that mistake as well sometimes. I've had the mistake of saying the church is where we go to on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a Wednesday or for Messy Church on a Saturday. It's where we go to. Now, my best man at my meeting, he's a minister as well. He's in minister up in Queensland. But before that, he was a minister in Seymour. And Seymour, when he was a minister there, he had three churches he had to pastor. So there was one in Seymour, which is a bigger church, and a church in Avenel and Ngambia, and they were two smaller churches. And the church in Ngambia met once every fortnight, and so he'd do the service in Seymour, then he would go to Ngambia and preach there and speak there for an hour or so. And so it was a pretty small church, about 8 to 10 people, all over the age of 60, but they liked having meeting there and having church there. One morning, I think it was a Wednesday or a Thursday morning, he got a phone call. He said, oh, you'll never believe this, but something's happened to the church. And he said, a truck has gone into the church. And so this was a picture of his church. And as you can see, it's near a lake, and it's on a bend as well. So the car would go that way and there. And so he got this phone call saying, oh, yep, there's a car gone into the church. Something's happened to the church. You have to come right away. He goes, I'm not too sure how much damage it would be. But this is a picture of what's happened to it. So the truck went right through the church. And as you can imagine, there's no saving that church. everyone was okay. There was no damage to anyone. No one was in the church praying at the time, thank goodness for that. And the truck driver was okay. But the church didn't survive. And as you can imagine, they had to make a decision what to do with the church. Now, the 8 to 10 people that were regularly meeting there said, that's okay. We don't have to rebuild it. We can go to Seymour, which is 15, 20 minutes away, or we can start meeting in our house. But the township said, no, we want the church to be there. Even though they've never gone to church, there was about 800 to 1,000 people in that community. And they said, no, we want the church there. Because they wanted a physical building. It wasn't historically registered, it wasn't anything like that, but they just wanted a building of the church there. And whether people inside the church said, no, 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 it's okay. We don't need the church. We've got the church within us. We are the church. We can meet as the Seymour if we want to. So in the end, they didn't rebuild the church. They put a plaque on there and they started meeting back in the other place. Ooh. So I want to know what the church is. So I'm going to play a video now. And so get a bit of an idea of what the church is. So we are the church. We are a church that is not perfect. We are a church that is full of broken people, that are sinners, that we fall short, but we are loved by God. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. We are all members of Christ's body. We are all the church. The church is not a building or a business. It's a group of people banded together by God's love. See, I want to talk about now how the early church exploded and how it really started getting going. So if you want to follow along at home, you can do it, Acts chapter 2. We'll read the end of it later, but I want to touch on a bit of what's happening in Acts 2 first. So there was not too long after Jesus had died, there was a Jewish festival, which we know now as Pentecost. And this festival was the early days of the harvest. And they started just coming together because they wanted to celebrate the early days of the harvest. And so lots of people would come together and celebrate and have, like state youth games a little bit. So they would come together and do lots of things. And so people would come from all over the place. So while they were all gathered there, a massive wind came through. And people knew it was the Spirit of God that came in there. And people started doing some crazy things. They were starting to talk in different languages. They were singing and dancing. They were all doing things. Onlookers said that these guys are drunk. These guys are crazy. These guys are like idiot Christians. they were doing silly things. And people said, the onlookers said, oh, these guys must be drunk. These are crazy. Again, a bit like state youth games. Imagine if you hadn't rocked up. You're in Woggle for the weekend and you didn't know what was going on and something like that. And you rocked in there and you think all these people are singing and dancing and wearing silly costumes and wearing platypuses on their top or ducks, I don't know. People would have thought they were a bit crazy. So back to the book of Acts. People thought what was going on and thought it was a bit strange. But the Jewish people and the Christians knew that God was in the building. And God was present. So Peter, one of the apostles, stood up and started to talk. He gave a mini message. He said, let me explain to you. Listen carefully to what I say. Let me explain this. These people are not drunk. It's only 9 a.m. in the morning. That's what he says. In the last days, Joel said, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. So Peter goes on to tell all the people that it is God. And he gives his little message and he says to them, he said, guys, turn away from your life and turn towards Jesus. Ask for forgiveness of the sins you've done and turn towards Jesus. And people were transformed that day. And it says in the text that about 3,000 people got instantly baptized. So I'm not too sure how they did it, whether it was like a conga line or I don't know how they did it, started dunking, but they said 3,000 people got baptized that day. But the next bit is where the early church started to explode and to really take off. It says, at the end of that text, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to breaking the bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled in awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to one another who had need. Every day they continued to meet together into the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily for those who were being saved. So this is how the early church met. They didn't necessarily have a building. They didn't necessarily have a piano or an organ or someone speaking beforehand. They didn't really even have a Bible to go off. They were just meeting together. Now, it did say they met together in the morning at the temple courts. Now, they're not too sure whether people were going into the temple and having a service there or they were just congregating there as a meeting place. So they would meet together. They would go off and do their own jobs, whatever they had to do, and they would give money to the poor. They would sell their stuff and make sure the people around them had everything they need. And then they would come back together. They would share. They would talk. They would have a meal. They devoted themselves to praying and having communion. They kept on sharing what Jesus and the apostles were doing. They gave to the poor. This is an early picture of what the church was like. So the people weren't meeting together in a building. I mean, they changed a place. It isn't stained glass windows. It isn't a roof with a cross on it. It isn't that place over there. It isn't a physical place. They would just meet together. Church doesn't happen on a Sunday. It doesn't happen on a Wednesday or a Friday night. It happens where you are. See, a pride of Lions is a pride not because they have a certain waterhole they go to each week. It's because they hang out together. They do life together. That's what it is church is about. The lionesses might go hunt and bring the food back. The male lions might protect their pack from dangers, but they're a group together. The pride is a group that does things. This church is a group on the move, which is like State Youth Games, which is like Beach Mission, which is like those other events that we do together. And so I want to show another video.
Lately, it seems that we're getting more and more confused about what a church actually is. So let's take some time to set the record straight. Church is not a building, though a building can be used by a church. Church is not a denomination, though a set of beliefs should be important to a church. Church is not about Sunday, though a church should not forsake meeting together. Church is not about one person or personality, though every church should be pastored. And church is not about size or growth, though every church is called to make disciples. So don't think of church as an address or a location, but rather think of church as mobile and on the move. Don't think of church as something built or planted, but rather think of church as something deployed. Don't think of church as where you are for an hour each week, but rather what you are every day of the week, because the church is the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Feet shouldn't sit still. Hands shouldn't be idle. Feet go. Hands do. This is the church. Church isn't what you're sitting through right now, because you are the church. Now go and be the church.
So what does that mean for us? Firstly, if you've had a bad experience of church before, don't hold that with you. That's not the only version of church. We are the church. There's other churches out there. There's other people of God that is around there as well. The other thing is that as the last video says, we are God's hands and we are his feet. We are the church when we are at work. We are the church at school. We are an example of the church to people. If you were there at State Youth Games, the Sunday night message was all about talking about encouraging one another and encouraging everyone else. And so that is something that we can do as a church. We can encourage people. We can not just encourage people here on a Sunday night. We can do it on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Thursday. We can live out what God has called us to be. So I want to challenge you guys this week to think about how you can be the church. Because the church is not just something we go to. We are the church. Let us close in prayer. Hey God, we thank you. We thank you that you died for us and we can come to you. We thank you that you have enriched us. And Lord, you challenge us to be the church. That the church is not just a building. That the church is not just four walls, a place that we go to on a Sunday. That we are the church. That we are your church. Lord, and help us to go forward, to encourage people, to love people, to show other people around us what it means to be your church. We just pray these things in your name. Amen.